Good morning once again.
Hey, Jim. I want to thank you for being my Christian brother.
Oh, thank you. This must be getting really hot out there now, isn't it? Well, I should be done by 5 or 6 o'clock, so we'll be all set. I'll be cooler by then. today, well, employed at the time, so Kathy lost her income because she had to stop. And I was going through a phase where I was shifting from one type of work to another because I had just turned down my largest client about becoming an employee. So my income dropped quite a bit. And all of this is hitting at the same time. And Kathy and I had a choice to make. Were we going to tithe or not? And it was a stressful time financially. And the answer was yes. We were going to continue to tithe because we knew God would provide. We knew He would provide. And He did. Kathy's home sold. Months later, my income started to go back up. But God's word says that He will provide for our needs always. Not here and there, always. But He is asking us to be faithful, not only in good times, but when times are tough. Because He's a God that can do anything. He doesn't want us like, oh, things are rough, stop tithing. Things are getting tight, forget it. No, that's how we grow. We have to be faithful to Him in good times and in bad, in all aspects of our lives. Now, we have tithed our entire marriage, and God has always been faithful to us, always. Our needs have always been met. Does tithing mean that you won't ever have any financial difficulties? Definitely not. Things come. Yeah, things come. So, but that's okay. You know what? God, when we're trusting God to provide, we're set because He does provide. There are things, and there are times of, we've had unexpected blessings financially in our lives, amazingly, and which His word talks about. But in other times, when it's tight, when you're not sure how something's going to come together, press in and stay faithful and tithe, because He said He's faithful. His word says He's faithful, and He is. And our needs are always provided. Now, an important thing to differentiate is He says our needs will always be provided. He doesn't say our wants will always be provided. And that is very important to differentiate. We have our needs. Here's our wants, okay? And our wants are like up here. Our needs aren't really that extensive. Food, something to drink, shelter, clothing, medical, transportation. The basic needs is what he talks about in His word. He will provide those. We get in trouble when we start putting all of our wants ahead of Him. You know, we love to give gifts to those we're close to our spouses, our close friends, our children, relatives, people that we really care about. But a lot of times we don't give anything to God. We don't give back to Him, our Creator and our Father. We need to fully understand that God has a specific plan for our lives, and we need to be obedient to walk in the purposes and plans He has created for us. Everything in our lives must come into submission to God, including our finances. I think as Christians, sometimes we forget God has a specific plan for our lives. He has specific things He wants you to do. He has specific things he wants me to do. But if we're so busy chasing after our wants, we don't even half the time seek what his will is. We're so busy chasing what we want. God is saying, put me first. Put me first in all things, not just finances, but all things. Then our priorities are right. Then he will direct us further. It's hard, but it's what we need to do. And I'll tell you, in time, it doesn't become hard. Circumstances change, like I said, but when we're faithful to God, he blesses us. And these changes, are there costs involved? Yes. Yes, there are. But they pale in comparison to the blessings God provides us when we follow his will. You know, it takes sacrifice. We have to sacrifice if we want to be in God's plan for our lives. We're not going to have everything we want. And you know what? That's okay. Isn't it more important that we follow God and his will? We sang those songs today. Be everything in our heart. Be everything in our life. But do we practice that? Do we yield in the areas God is asking us to yield to him? Do we turn those things over? And we all have areas. We all have areas that we need to submit further to God and allow him to work. It's not hard. It is hard to submit, but God's blessings far surpass any cost we incur. It's just, is our heart going to be obedient to let go of the things he's asking us to let go of and trust him in? For me, I'd love to have a lakefront house. I would love to have a place on the lake, either a year-round home or a vacation home will do. But the thing is, I can tell you this, I would never stop tithing to try to get it. The things that I may want, I will never sacrifice giving to God first. It's not worth it. Material possessions should not be so huge to us that we forego God first. That's wrong. It's wrong when we do that. We have to get our priorities straight. Matthew 6, verse 31 to 34 says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That tells us where we need to put our priorities. If we'll seek him, seek his kingdom, what does he want us to do? What are we supposed to do? All the stuff that we worry about, food and house and all that, that's all going to be provided to us. And it is. A couple months ago, roughly, we had a night of worship here at the church. And during that night, the Lord gave me a vision and a picture. And it was a picture of a monkey bar set at a playground. And actually, before I proceed with that, I skipped over one scripture I definitely have to share with you. It's in 1 John 2:15. A lot of times when I'm preaching, I'll just jump all around and miss my notes. But it says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does not come from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. I love that. I love that because it's telling us who, if we will do the will of God, we'll live forever. It's when we lose sight of that and we start following after all the stuff we want out of life, we get into trouble. And it doesn't mean if we follow God that we're not going to get wants in our lives, because we do. But I would just say to you, there may be some wants we don't get, you don't get, I don't get. Or there may be other wants that maybe you'll get, but maybe it's going to be later on. It's not going to be immediate. But isn't that worth it, giving those things up to seek what God has for our lives? Don't we want to live the life God has for us? I believe when we go to be with the Lord one day, that one of the questions he's going to ask us is, did we do his will? Did you do the will? Did you do the plans I had for you? In all areas, I'm not fine, in everything. And we have to make an account of our lives. And that's what he wants for us. And he wants that for us now. So back to the night of worship, a picture of, and I'm like, okay, God, what does this mean? And he said, this is like a Christian's journey. Because we start out, or we want to start out, and those rungs are in front of us. He wants us to go rung by rung by rung and keep moving in his will, in his plan for our life. Now, what does that mean? It means Christianity is not passive. It's active. And we have to reach out. We got to leave our comfort zone to even get started. And that's it. I said, Lord, as we reach out rung to rung, there are times we're going to fall. And he goes, oh, yeah, that will happen. But I am there to lift you up, bring you back up, and you keep going. And those times when we reach out and we make a mistake or we fall, and God, that's how we learn. We're not going to be in God's will if we stay on that platform or if we reach out once and stop. God has, we have to go rung to rung to rung. And part of that is letting go of where we are to move forward. We have to let go as Christians. I don't care if you've been a Christian a month or 50 years. This action doesn't stop. There's always more God has for us. There's always things he's speaking to me, speaking to you. It's time to move forward. It's time to let go of this, Jim. It's time to deal with that. It's time to reach out. And we don't like to do that because it's comfortable where we are. We can be Christians hanging on a rung, just not going forward. I'll stay where I am. I'm comfortable. You know what? That's not Christianity. Not the way God wants it. If you think you've reached a place where you're done, wrong. If I think that, wrong. There's more. God always has more. But we have to be willing to risk. We have to be willing to let go and move on. It means trusting him. It means stop trusting yourself. Stop trusting myself. We're very good at relying on ourselves. Very good at thinking about, okay, here's my plan. This is how I'm going to lead life. I'm going to go this way. I'm going to do what I want to do. Oh, yeah, God, I need you for this. I'll pray. Then I'm going to keep on my way. Pray, keep going. We have it backwards a lot of times. God should be first. We should be seeking him. And the way to, we have to be in prayer. We have to be in his word to know what his will is for our lives. But there's nothing more important than that. And he blesses us. We get so blessed. Some of the things, the journey I'm on right now, some of the areas God has me ministering in right now, 3 years ago I would have said, no way. God called me out of certain things I was doing here to minister more out there. And I love it. It was hard. It was hard transitioning out of what God had me in doing here because I had done it a while, oh, quite a while, and I liked it. But it's like, no, it's time for you to head other places in terms of reaching people. And I am so blessed walking in that. God is blessing me. I mean, I never would have dreamed. But again, it's because we don't know what God has in store for us. We don't. We know where we're at the present. You don't know 2 years from now what God's going to have you doing. I don't know what's going to happen in 2 years. But if we have hearts obedient to reach out and let go, even when it's comfortable, we have a hard time letting go of what's comfortable. And that includes our finances. We like things a certain way. But I want to challenge you. God wants to challenge us to make him first. Do his will first. Sacrifice. If it means making changes in your life, make those changes. I need to make those changes, whatever areas they are. We have to change. God is God is God. He loves us unconditionally. He's always there for us. But we wonder sometimes, why isn't God moving in my life the way I want, or in this church, or out in the community? Maybe it's because we're not obedient the way we're supposed to be. Maybe we're not responding to God the way he wants us to. We're living in self. We're living in what we want to do instead of being obedient to his word, obedient to what he's asking you to do. You know today what he's asking you to do. Or if you don't, you should be seeking him to find out, as should I. We need to respond when the Holy Spirit prompts us in all areas of our life. Our heart needs to be pliable. And I would just say this before we go into prayer, is that as a Christian, when the Holy Spirit prompts us to change, we have a variety of response. We have a variety of how we're going to respond. We have options. One of them is staying closed. We can rationalize in finance or any other area. If God's pricking at your heart and my heart to change, we can blow that off. Well, maybe another time. Well, you know, whatever. Somebody else can do that. I don't have to do that. Or the time's not right. When I'm through school, when I've got a better job, when I've got this, when I've got that, God wants our heart now. He wants us pliable now, not next month, 2 years from now, when circumstances change. No, now. No matter what our circumstances are, he wants us pliable now. And the thing is, it's really important, too, that I share, is that do not be condemned when God speaks to you about an area in your life that he wants change, or he wants change in my life. Because in our journey, it constantly happens. Instead of like, oh, I have messed up for so long in this area, I can't change. That is a lie. That is a lie from the enemy. And don't say that to yourself. Whatever area God speaks to you on, our heart has got to be, God, forgive me. I have not been obedient in this area. Help me change so I can grow closer to you. And God is like this. He always welcomes us with open arms. I forgive you. Come closer to me. That's what this is all about. This isn't about judging anybody, any of us. God's not. He just wants us changed. He wants us closer to him, but we have to do it. We have to do our part. We have to want to change. When he's speaking to us to let go and change, let go. Or ask God to help you let go, and he will. Because the whole point is just to go on in his purposes. It's never too late for any of us to go on in his purposes. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's stand. Can I have the ministry team come forward, please?